Good morning, Laredo. It's Thursday, August 12th, and this is Julie Daffron with your Laredo Morning Times update. 33-year-old Enrique Kike Adriano was given a combined 400-month sentence in federal prison after he admitted to ordering a man to get on his knees, shooting him twice, and leaving him for dead on the Mexican side of the riverbanks. A week after Woody's Last Resort, employees began protesting the restaurant, saying they were not getting paid. The eatery is closed. Representatives of the owners that leased property to Woody's Last Resort said the restaurant owners could not meet certain rental terms. Laredo Independent School District trustees are working to finish 5 classrooms above the Nixon High School gym and hope students will be able to use those rather than cross busy streets to go to class. And a lawsuit alleging that Jaime Canales, head of the Juvenile Justice Alternative Education Program and commissioner-elect, assaulted a student has been dismissed. Also, authorities are investigating the death of a homeless man found in an old boarded-up Kentucky Fried Chicken building in downtown Laredo Wednesday. For additional information, check out Thursday's edition of Laredo Morning Times.